Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, August the 6th, 2008. It's all the geek without any of that stupid communistic weight.
No, none of that.
We don't make our legions of fans worldwide, especially our favorites in Slovenia.
Slovenia, wait. Represent.
Heck no. Did you know they're coming up with Billy Flynn Day in Slovenia?
Really?
I think they're going
to
do
it. I'm going to have to fly down there for
that. They dress up and stuff. They got masks.
Wow.
It's cool. Yes.
That would be... Do you know which that would rock?
That would kind of rock.
I randomly caught the very last episode of I Survived a Japanese Game Show last night.
Yeah? And were there Slovenians?
The two finalists, they like showed up in the middle of town on the way to play the thing, and they had like their pictures on fans, and the entire... That would just be awesome.
Need. That's what you need, especially because you are an internet celebrity, sir. You
what they tell
are
me.
Billy Flynn.
Most people your age die. Why won't you?
Because I'm a celebrity. You can't stop me.
And I'm your black man servant.
What?
I am the vicar.
Now if I can just find a midget with some gin, I'll be in business.
Damn right. Damn right. It's Wednesday, so it's comic book day. It is also the birthday of Soleil Moon Frye.
Really?
Yes.
It is. Soleil Moon
Frye. Cute little actress, even cuter grown-up actress.
She is.
My word. She's 32.
Really?
32
well,
years
yeah,
old.
I guess
the
I'm
math.
Getting
yeah,
old.
Yeah, that's right. When was Punky Brewster on? She was little. We weren't. So
that's
yeah,
true.
There you go.
I found out yesterday that I'm actually a little over a month older than Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah.
And I feel weird about that, man.
I'm sorry,
a little strange.
I'm
it's
sorry
very
about
strange.
That.
He just seems like he's older.
All right. Let's talk some television, shall we, Billy Flynn?
I suppose.
I think we should. It's Dancing to the Finals.
Oh, yes.
Dancing, fussy, 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 fussy. That's what
no
I'm talking about.
Business-like.
So you think you can dance on Fox, do you? Well, tonight, the performers have a lot to answer for. Yes, it is part one of the two-part season finale.
Two-part season finale.
I know you thought it was over. No, it's not. No, it's a two-parter, Billy, for all those people worldwide who are waiting by their TVs, waiting already. It's Eastern time, 10:15, and they're already sitting because they don't want to be late.
Wow.
Yes.
That's dedication. Tonight on Country Music Television, they are showing Days of Thunder. You can't stop them. But before that, sir, they're showing Trading Spouses. Meet your new mommy.
They stole that script from me, that Days of Thunder. I wrote that. I wrote
Did
that
you?
Like 14 years ago. I called it Days of Bacon,
but
it was a similar thing. Any Given Sunday, also on CMT. That's awesome, yo.
You know,
racing
it came out 18 years ago,
right,
so
whatever.
If you wrote it 14.
You want me to do math? Math?
Yes, it worked so well last night.
I can do THACO. THACO math I can THACO. Do. You kids don't know how to do. Ooh, we need third edition to rescue us from THACO. It's too hard.
Tonight on Discovery Channel and Mythbusters, it's the season premiere in which Jamie and Adam look at exploding steak.
Oh, what?
Now that's a tragedy.
You ever had that happen?
No.
Hey, Doc. The Olympics start on Friday on NBC, but tonight Bob Woodruff has a look at China for his ABC special, China Inside Out. That means, like, well, there's the spleen. It's going to be gross. It's going to be freaking gross.
Tonight, AMC is showing Troy again.
Again.
Brad Pitt, Eric Bana, Sword and Sandals, again.
How about CBS tonight? More reality with Greatest American Dog.
Ooh.
Believe it or not, I'm pissed
peeing.
On your shoe.
Oh, there you go. I didn't know where you. I was going to pee in the air, but peeing
well,
on the shoe, I like
close.
That better.
That was fine.
I do like
yeah.
that.
All right, the verb was the same.
Tonight on E! Entertainment Television, it's Wildest Spring Break Moments. Yeah. Followed by Joe Francis Gone Wild, the True Hollywood Story.
Crazy.
Keep your shirt on Joe.
I know. Oxygen Channel, the 2005 Keira Knightley Pride and Prejudice. She is so gorgeous. I love that movie. It's on twice. I'm watching it both times.
Wow.
Back to back.
Tonight on History Channel and Monster Quest, it's Vampires in America.
Find them. Oh, they're at Denny's.
Maybe in Brooklyn.
We determined that last night, by the way, on GRD 21. They're at Denny's at 2 a.m. LARPing.
God, we were. That's we were at Denny's at 2 a.m. Turner Classic Movies tonight has The Miracle Worker and Bancroft Patty Duke from 1962. The story of Anne Frank?
Yeah.
No, Helen
no.
Keller.
Wow.
Wait, then who's Anne Frank?
I don't know. I still think Helen Keller is the greatest name for a comic book ever.
Easily. VH1's got the butchered up version of Pulp Fiction.
Nobody wants to watch that.
No, but if I'm watching anything tonight, I'm flipping it on over to there are Lifetime Television for women.
Right. Sorry, I missed that completely.
You did, and I gave you the cue and everything.
Completely.
Tonight,
know.
A therapist is drawn to a patient who is like his dead son, because tonight, Andy Garcia and Vincent Kartheiser star in The Unsaid.
That's creepy in so many ways.
Yeah.
There are psychological issues going
Vincent's
on
drawn
Andy.
To Andy, or Andy's drawn to Vincent?
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
All right, mailbag.
I'm not gay.
Oh, wrong one.
Bye.
Listen! Listen up. It's time for mail call.
The GRD mailbag. I'm digging. I'm digging like nose mining, yo.
I see. I knew you were going to go
there. So they're making a third Scooby-Doo movie without Sarah Michelle Gellar? Wow. My interest in the project dropped from very little to less than none. Poor Sarah Michelle. Good actress who's made some not very good career choices. I blame Freddie Prinze Jr. So does Hulk. We all know he's jealous that he's not the best actor in the family. Oh, damn. He went there. As for your Doctor Who on DVD highlight, yeah, five Doctors is okay, but you forgot to mention the worst-kept Easter egg secret of all time, the hidden commentary by David Tennant.
Yeah, well, you know, Easter eggs, you should hunt a little bit
for
them.
I suppose so, sure. That, by the way, from Big Orange Michael.
Nice. Dearest Vicar and Billy Flynn.
That's us.
Has Vicar checked out Christiana's Shallow Thoughts?
Why, I have not.
It's most shows are done in under 5 minutes, suited for short attention spans. You might like episode number 69.
69, dudes!
Nice. If you've been listening, don't forget to wish Christiana Ellis happy 4th month anniversary, episode 120. Until Scott Sigler and Devin Collinsworth write the Fanny the Fluffy Kitten books, make mine Geek Radio Daily.
All
that's
right,
from Corey.
Nice. We need to do something special for show 37 when we get up there.
We
just
certainly
put that away in your brain.
Okay.
Hey, Vicar and Billy Flynn, wanted to agree with your predictions regarding The Dark Knight.
Thank you.
It's been out about 3 weeks, and it's still fracking hard to get tickets in my neck of the woods. A group of us tried to hit the IMAX showing on Sunday. We were met with disappointment.
Oh no!
Much like the poor Vicarus on Sex Night. Sorry. The tickets sold while we were in line.
Oh.
Another kick in the sack was the fact that we went to get the tickets around 11 a.m. The show was 6:45. Definition of suck. Take it easy, Dickie. Oh, P.S. The Stealth Geek is resurrecting this month.
Thought really?
You should know. Hey, that's
yes!
The Stealth Geek show from our friend Chris Dickey.
Yeah,
so there
about
you go.
Smegatim. And look, oh, Corey sent another message here.
All right.
It says, Dearest Billy Flynn, is Roku to watch movies on Netflix a better deal than buying a wireless cartridge and annual fee for Xbox 360 Arcade? For me as a non-gamer, not what my gamer children want, can they do anything like YouTube or limited access like the Wii? If I wait, will Apple TV do anything logical like let me view anything I want for a flat fee under $30 a month? Well, one would hope that they would, but I'm not going to bet on Apple to give you flat fee stuff for anything. The Roku costs $100 and lets you watch anything that's on Netflix. Watch it now, provided you already have a Netflix account. If you, the Xbox 360, yeah, it's more expensive, and yeah, you got to pay your $50 a year for Xbox Live, but if you do that, you can also just take a thumb drive, plug stuff up to your Xbox, watch it that way, you can stream stuff from your laptop, pictures, video, music, and Uno is still a damn fine time.
Uno.
Your kids would love playing Uno. It's the number one most downloaded game in the world.
Wow.
Is the Xbox 360 right. Uno. So I would say go for 360, but if you're absolutely not going to play it, yeah, save yourself the money, spend $100, get the Roku.
You want to write us? Please do. Almost guaranteed you're going to hear your message because I love to get mail.
That's
so
true.
Podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com. We're coming back in a minute with a Wednesday, August 6, 08 edition of Geek Radio Daily.
The land of Cairn. It is a world where gods can choose to live mortal lives to directly affect events in the world, and often do. The river of magic is rising. Monsters are moving into Cairn through tears in the fabric. The dead are escaping Callan's abyss. And the children of Aj have returned, just as the prophets foretold. But even as these overarching events play themselves out, a piece of the puzzle falls into place in the seemingly unremarkable town of Avedon Hill. Aramis Cragen, retired Aranic advisor, arrives at Avedon Hill and is asked to investigate the murder of Greta Platt, the Avedon Manor housemistress. But in doing so, Aramis uncovers secrets that threaten Cairn's very foundation. What begins as a search for justice becomes a fight for survival, all in a place where nothing is what it seems. Welcome to the land of Cairn. Welcome to Murder at Avedon Hill, a podcast novel by P.G. Holyfield, featuring some of the great voices of podcasting and podcast fiction.
A perfect place for Greta Platt to escape the troubles of the day. So beautiful, so inspiring. Also a fine place for someone to catch her defenseless and end her life.
Not now, Joris. You chose the wrong time for one of your rants about undead threats rising
there
in Cairn.
There is evil here in Avedon Hill. You can never be sure what will greet you at your door.
Of course it has to be alive. You should have known that, monk.
You promised us the hunter, and you have failed us. You promised us a power beyond our understanding, and again, you have failed us.
You have not seen what I have seen. Events are transpiring that neither you nor I can affect.
Aaron's powers have peaked from under those covers. I hope you both survive long enough to find a use.
Brother of Aaron, look how you've aged. You've spent so much of your life in darkness.
Murder at Avedon Hill by P.G. Holyfield. Sit back and let the mystery unfold. Learn more at pgholyfield.com and patiobooks.com.
Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, August the 6th of 2008. All the geek without the weight, Billy Flynn and the Vicar up
yo,
in
yo,
here.
Yo.
Up in here, it's getting hot in here.
Whoa.
So take off all your panties.
Don't sing that to me.
No.
I'm right. not taking
well,
my panties
looking,
off. I'm leaving my panties
Molly.
On. Thank you.
I was looking
you.
Past oh. you at Molly Ringwald oh. on the wall of my office back here.
Never
so.
Mind,
all
then.
Right,
never
fine.
Mind.
Well, let's leap, shall we? Right into comic books
oh.
for the day,
actually,
man.
I'm looking for a Batman number 14. That's a very serious book, man.
Incredibly crazy.
Hey, have you seen the Lost Boys sequel yet?
I have not.
I haven't either.
I'm not. I'm scared.
I am too. I'm a little nervous.
Because
yeah.
I love that. God, I love the Lost Boys.
We'll see.
Literally my favorite
All right.
vampire movie.
Abstract Studios. Terry Moore's Echo number 5 is out. Now, you know that I'm falling in love now with Strangers in Paradise. So
in
should I check
shop.
Out Echo?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. You've read Echo? It's only number 5? I thought Echo had been around for a while. Is this a new thing, or is it...
I honestly have to check.
Okay,
I don't
yeah.
even know.
Anyway, Terry Moore's Echo 5 is out also from Aspen Entertainment, Fathom number 1.
Ooh, okay. Starting that over again. Cool.
Apparently so, because I thought that existed too.
It did. Avatar Press has crossed number 0 of 9. It's Garth Ennis reteaming with Chronicles of Wormwood collaborator Jaron Burroughs. It's a post-apocalyptic survival horror story without a zombie in it at all.
Really?
So, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Huh. All right.
Just
from
to
DC,
be different.
I'm just going to jump right to DC Comics. Army at Love, The Art of War, number 1 of 6-issue miniseries based on the Army of Army at War setting. I read the first issue of this, and it sucked the sweat off a dead man's balls.
Wow.
So, I did not enjoy that. Also, The Authority, number 1.
What's a World's End tie-in?
The Authority, number 1. Yes, that's out. World's End tie-in.
Mm-hmm. Detective Comics 847, continuing the Batman RIP storyline. Final Crisis, number 3 of 7. Hawkman special, number 1. Look at there. Love for Hawkman.
Hey, they got that Director's Cut special, Final Ooh. Crisis, out, number 1. The Director's Cut, huh?
Certain.
Nice.
House of Mystery, number 4 is out today.
Yes.
As is Trinity, number 10. And Vertigo Double Shot, number 1, which has got a House of Mystery story and a Young Liar story.
The
in
two
it.
I'm going to go Gets Me is going to be House of Mystery 4 and Jonah Hex 34,
good stuff there,
which
yes.
is out today. Dynamite Entertainment, Red Sonja. I stopped reading Red Sonja at about issue number 9 mm-hmm. and then decided there's a movie coming out and all this kind of stuff, so I picked up all the issues in between,
right,
but
right.
I still haven't gotten around to starting over from 1, which I need to do to cut the story, so right, I'm right. still getting them, and I will get Red Sonja 36 this week, but I'm still holding them. I haven't sat and read them all yet.
Dynamite also has Army of Darkness, Long Road Home, number 11. DK Publishing has what they call the Star Wars Ultimate Blueprints Collection box set, but the release has not been confirmed by Diamond, so why is it on my release
Weird.
List?
Weird. I don't know.
Strange.
Marvel. Let's jump right to Marvel. Amazing
See?
Spider-Man Family, number 1.
Ooh.
That means, like, Spider-Mite is going to turn up in this
I hope
one.
So. You know,
Astro the
Spider-Dog.
Dog. Yeah, that'd be cool. All right, fine. Franklin Richards, Summer Smackdown. For some reason, given that at least last I looked, he was 4, that makes me laugh.
I think he's older than that now.
Okay, I don't know.
I think he's like 10,
maybe.
I don't keep up.
Iron Man, Viva Las Vegas, issue number 2 of 4 as well.
Oh, wow, yeah,
now, who's writing that?
That's
is
John
that
Favreau.
John Favreau? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what I thought. I should check that out, I guess. Halfway through that miniseries as of this week.
And Avengers Invaders number 4 of 12 is out, as is Hulk number 5. Patsy Walker, Hellcat number 2 of 5. Talk about going back in time,
yeah,
right there,
that's
reviving her up. Secret Invasion Frontline number 2 of 5. My favorite thing, 12, the 12, number 7 of 12 is out as well. Venom Dark Origins number 1 of 5. Now, I know the origin of Venom, but let's see how they're going to rewrite it this time.
Darker.
Oh,
negative.
Okay,
I
it's negative Venom.
That's
negative.
All I got.
Really? That's
yeah.
all I got too, sir.
Okay, groovy.
Well,
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Now,
right.
yeah, you might have already read this, you might have already heard about it, but it happened after yesterday's show, and I'd like to thank Woozy Mucky over there from the forums at geekradiodaily.com for posting this about the officially in development Green Lantern movie with Hal Jordan as the character. A serious version of it, not some stupid Jack Black comedy. Thanks to The Dark Knight, you know, making a bazillion dollars, basically, it looks like DC is finally going to make serious movies about their characters and then maybe do the Justice League movie. Sure, you're copying Marvel, but it's fair. You guys copy each other all the time. You're comic book people.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
That is what's done.
That's
all right,
what I'm
from
saying.
IGN, LucasArts has recently advertised for testers for an MMO. further stoking rumors that Knights of the Old Republic may be coming as a Morpig. Posting serves as an indication there is an MMO currently being worked on by LucasArts. They don't know what it is, but could it be Knights of the Old Republic? I don't know. We'll keep you posted.
Marvel Comics and Stephen King teaming up again. They've done such a good job with their series of comics based on The Gunslinger. Now they're going to be adapting The Stand. Huh? That's fun. The Stand, Captain Trips number 1 of 5, comes to life in September. And it's literally, it's Stephen King's most popular novel. The entire world, everyone, whether you've read, if you're a Stephen King fan or not, pretty much you've read or know about The Stand, so that's going to be coming. And with the creative team they've done so far, there are on the shows, we'll have some preliminary artwork picks up, including all color, and it looks fantastic.
Wow, nice. IO9 reports the new Cthulhu movie poster is out, also the trailer. It does not look good. I checked it out, but you can do the same. We'll have the link up on the show notes.
No, that's not good. That's not good. So you've heard about this particle collider that they have that they're getting ready to test up, that some people freak out and think that the world might end if it happens.
It could happen, sure.
Okay, well, here's the fun thing.
Crossing the stream.
There's a paper that suggested that the project might be shut down, not because of funding cuts and not because of people complaining. No. The paper suggests that future effects caused by the production of particles, such as the Higgs, could ripple backwards in time and prevent the conductor from ever operating in the first place.
I find it amazing that we're even having this discussion in the scientific community. I know what I mean?
It's people that are, relatively principled stuff. They're quantum mechanics. They're talking about all this, and they're respected scientists literally saying that, yes, this might not be able to work because in the future it did, and we'll come back and make it not be able to work.
Oh,
that's
nutty,
awesome.
Dude. That is nutty as
it
hell.
It is.
All
it's
right.
fantastic.
I think we're out of time. So,
want me to push the button?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Geek Radio Daily, a production of Real Media Radio Network. Subscribe to iTunes. Drop us a review while you're there, please. And don't miss GRD Weekly, episode 21. Dropping today, baby.
Yes, it is.
Dropping today like an Upper Decker. Dropping a gut biscuit into the top tank of your buddy's upstairs toilet. This is what I'm saying.
Wow.
Go get that, baby. Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works, 3.0 U.S. license. Email us, would you please, at podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, or The Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
People assume that time is a strict progression of cause to effect, but actually, from a non-linear, non-subjective viewpoint, it's more like a big ball of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff.